Congressman John Curtis will be in Vernal on Wednesday, August 9th at the UB Tech Campus from 5:30 to 6:30. This is a congressional outreach Vernal open house. If you're having questions regarding grant applications, maybe you're frustrated and need a little bit of help with federal agencies, or you just want to express your opinion, Congressman Curtis will be in Vernal to meet you in person. He also has some amazing caseworkers that can help you through, maybe you're having a problem with a passport, help you through these problems. Congressman Curtis is joining us on air here at Evans Family Media. I'm Steve Evans. Good afternoon, Congressman Curtis. We're excited to have you come to Vernal.
Oh, Steve, I always enjoy my trips out to the basin. It'll be fun to see you, and it's just always a delight to meet with the good people of the basin and hear what's on their minds.
Congressman Curtis, President Biden will be making the first ever trip to Utah, at least first ever since he's been president, and on his agenda, he's going to be touting global warming and the Inflation Reduction Act. Now, I do know that you have been very instrumental in promoting a conservative climate caucus. First of all, could you explain what the conservative climate caucus is, how that is a conservative issue, and maybe let us know how the Utah delegation, your fellow congressional leaders there and state lawmakers are accepting your efforts?
Well, I love the opportunity to talk about the caucus. The Conservative Climate Caucus is an approach from a conservative perspective to being good stewards over the earth. And I think one of the things sometimes that gets lost in this is that Republicans and conservatives do care deeply about leaving the earth better than we found it. And the current narrative is that unless you're willing to kind of go all in on a very liberal agenda, you somehow don't care about the earth. And that's just not true. And so the caucus promotes conservative methods to being good stewards, and that should everybody in the basin should know. One of those is actually using fossil fuels to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And I love to tell people in the basin, you folks are actually part of the solution, not the problem. And too often, the liberal approach is that they're the problem. You ask how it's going. I've got to tell you, I'm so delighted with the success of the caucus. Not only is it flourishing in Washington with it being one of the largest caucuses in Washington, but in Utah, it's growing with enthusiasm. There's talk about in the Utah State Legislature starting a version of the Conservative Climate Caucus, a wing of it, and really making it Utah's energy policy. And in essence, that policy is we need affordable energy, we need reliable energy, and we can also do that in a clean way. And the Utah economy can prosper, and the basin can prosper. So you can imagine that message is taking off, and I'm just really pleased. The Utah delegation, they're all members of the caucus. They have been from day one. They're very, very supportive. And more we're talking about you just can't separate climate policy from energy policy. And the right energy policy actually fuels our economy, keeps us energy independent, and also leaves the earth better than we found it. And conservatives just haven't been talking about that enough. And so that's what we're doing.
Okay. One other question I wanted to ask you. The Inflation Reduction Act is going to be on President Biden's talking points as he comes to Utah. The Inflation Reduction Act, is printing and spending money the answer to reduce inflation? I mean, that sounds like a rhetorical question, but
yeah,
kind of a ridiculous question, actually, but it's there.
I cannot believe that President Biden is actually trying to make this into something good. I mean, I hope the people in Utah tell them about their mortgage rates. I hope the people in Utah tell them what they're paying for groceries, what they're paying for gas. If this is an Inflation Reduction Act, it's the biggest failure in the history of the world. And it's a guise to spend government money, and you can see right through it. And Utahns are paying thousands of dollars or more per year, per household, than they were before President Biden came into office. And I don't know how they can even hold his head up.
So the Inflation Reduction Act, you know, we've had a credit rating of we've enjoyed a AAA credit rating as a nation. I think since for as long as I can remember, it's now dropped to a AA+. How is that related to the Inflation Reduction Act, and how will that affect the average Utah and the economy here in Utah?
Well, the Inflation Reduction Act spends $1.5 trillion. It basically takes $1.5 trillion and throws it into an economy that is already struggling with inflation even before we did that. And if you study inflation, you know it's a result of two things: too much money going into the system chasing too few goods. And instead of focusing in Washington on freeing up the supply chains, we're overspending. Both of those things are what's hurting us with inflation. And we're making both of those mistakes at the same time.
All right. The weaponization of government agencies, this is something that is concerning to me, and I'm sure most Utahns within your district. In your opinion, are governmental agencies unfairly targeting political opponents? I mean, this is at the base of the distrust that the American citizens have, in my opinion, of our government and government leaders. What is your take on weaponization of government agencies?
The answer is they're absolutely doing it, and it's ironic that they're the ones that accuse President Trump of destroying our institutions, and yet they're doing more to tear down those institutions than he ever could have dreamed of. And there's no better example than the indictments that are coming so quickly. Look, you know, President Trump's certainly not perfect, and I'm not going to defend him, but I can tell you that all of these indictments are politically motivated. Just look at the timing of them. And, you got to feel for a guy who's got to spend millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars just defending himself while he's in a presidential campaign. It's totally unprecedented. And so I'm quick to criticize President Trump, but I'll tell you what, it's easy to see what's happening and how they're actually destroying people's trust in their government systems.
Wanted to go back to the credit rating really quickly. How will this credit rating drop affect business owners' access to capital to help grow their business, and how will it affect consumer interest rates?
In a direct and indirect way. In a direct way, this means paying more money for the money that we borrow, which is going to change the whole supply of money and the cost of money. So a business owner is, you know, the rates are high now, they're going to continue to go up. And when you're, you know, everybody knows the basic principles, the better your credit is, the lower your interest rate. So we're going to be paying higher amounts for the money we borrow as a country, which is going to increase our deficit even more and increase inflation. Indirectly, they'll have an impact on businesses, as it already has. I mean, imagine trying to expand your business now. And the cost of money is two times, three times more than it was several years ago. The employees that work for you now have mortgages that are hundreds of dollars higher than they were several years ago. Your employees are paying hundreds of dollars more for groceries per month. You could see how they're going to demand more money from their employers, and this is a vicious cycle that just doesn't end well.
So this is going to continue to contribute to inflation.
Absolutely.
And the shrinkage of the dollar. 11 Russian and Chinese battleships are in a very provocative way sitting off the waters of Alaska. What is your take on this incident? And more importantly, what is the state of our military response? Are we ready to respond if needed?
Well, you know, you and I could spend an hour on this topic, but let me just simply say that when nations don't respect you, bad things happen. When your enemies don't respect you, they invade Ukraine. When your enemies don't respect you, and you can go back to the withdrawal from Afghanistan, some of the comments early on about Ukraine, and we just have lost the respect. And Russia and China wouldn't be doing that if they respected us. And it's a fundamental problem that we're dealing with right now. And everybody's, of course, not only that situation, but they're watching Taiwan, what's happening in Taiwan. And in Africa, we're just on this brink of a terrible third world war. And we've got to change direction on that. And then to speak to your readiness, we've learned how just unprepared we were, how quickly we've run out of ammunition supplying Ukraine. Well, imagine if that was our own war, how quickly we would have run out of ammunition. And if there's any silver lining to that, it's exposed our weakness, and we have to go all hands on deck fixing that situation so that we are ready for these various threats around the world.
If we should have a conflict on our shores in Alaska and simultaneously in Taiwan and also maybe the aggression in Ukraine increases and starts to involve NATO countries there, could we fight a war on three fronts?
Well, you know, I'm a guy who believes in this country, Steve, and so while it would take a tremendous toll on us, yes, we could do it, but only at a tremendous cost. and cost of lives and cost of many, many things. And so we've got to, the most important thing is to make sure that doesn't happen. Any one of those scenarios you just painted, we have to be fully engaged in making sure that that doesn't happen. And I think that's as important as our readiness.
How dependent are we on Taiwan semiconductors, electronics, our manufacturing for our economy? And what will the consequences be if Taiwan were to be taken over by China?
I was in a meeting a while ago, and I quoted a number, and that's that our GDP would drop by 7% instantaneously if China went to war with Taiwan. And those in the industry raised their hand and said, that's not enough. Not only would it cripple us from what we were dependent on from Taiwan, but imagine we'd have to close all of our ports to China as well, and so all of the goods that we're getting from China. And it would be a crippling event. It's just almost unfathomable. And that's why I say the most important thing is not how we will fight that war, but making sure we never fight that war.
These are challenging times for the United States of America. Representative John Curtis is going to be in Vernal on Wednesday, August 9th, at the UB Tech campus in Vernal. And he'll be here from 5 to 6:30. Congressional outreach effort. You'll be able to visit with his some really good, fabulous caseworkers that can help you with grant applications, passports. Maybe you're having problems with a federal agency, and who has dealt with the federal agency that hasn't had problems and frustrations? Or if you just want to express your opinion about some of the items that we've talked about during our conversation with Congressman Curtis, or there's other items that are on your mind, Congressman Curtis is making himself available to you. Is there anything else? I guess we should mention that you're going to have refreshments, right?
Yeah, that's important. And, you know, Steve, as we've been talking this morning, these are really weighty topics. And they're hard to handle, you know, in a few sentences on the radio. So I hope people will come where we can talk in person and really dig down into these in much more detail. And welcome everybody coming. And you've done a good job out talking about, look, if you've got problems with a passport, a visa, a VA issue. We've got staff there that can help with all those things. And if you want to share what's on your mind, this is a great opportunity for me to hear from you directly.
You know, our liberal friends have attacked Jason Aldean, our country artist that has a song, Not in Our Small Town. That seems to be maybe a good theme for this congressional outreach. Not in our small town, right?
I love it. We should play that at the outreach.
Maybe we should bring you a T-shirt and a hat.
I love it, yes.
All right. Congressman Curtis, thank you for making the effort to come to Vernal, and we'll look forward to meeting you and visiting with you on Wednesday at the UB Tech campus from 5 to 6:30 here in Vernal. I'm Steve Evans with Evans Family Media. Thank you for joining us.